Three, two, one.
Oh, bad snap on my part, but I think you can hear it. Should we do it again?
I heard it.
That's fine. Okay. Are you sure? I don't want to.
I heard both unique.
Quinn, it's at 7 seconds on my recording. Sorry. It was. I have clam hands.
Oh.
Everybody knows that.
Like clammy hands or?
Yeah, clammy hands. Clam hands for sure.
Clam shells.
They don't look anything like. No, they don't. Like, I guess they could be clam shells now that I'm opening and closing my palm.
Yeah, that would be an ineffective hand.
Yeah, there's that plus the clamminess. I got clam hands.
What if you had like oysters in your palms every few times you opened them, though?
Listen, this isn't a weird jazz song, okay? I'm never going to end up with oysters in my palms.
We'd have to mine you for pearls.
No, don't mine me for pearls.
We're going to fund the show with your pearl hands. Hand pearls.
Oh, that would be good.
That's why they call him Ron Perlman. I bet you guys didn't know that. That's how he got to be Clam Boy.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Duppin Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
Mike, word association game. Copper.
Metal.
Candidate.
Treason.
Lazy.
Bug.
Extend.
Ease.
And last but not least, tragedy.
Quarterback.
I met some chickens this morning.
Oh,
you met them?
Yeah, I did. Went to Kendra's friend Kylie and Mike's house, and they just got some chickens. And she's got a little chicken coop, and there are three chickens that are just kind of running around.
Nice. Some household chickens.
Mike with the obvious question. Go ahead, Mike.
What are their names?
Beautiful.
Fern and Goldie, and I don't remember the third ones. Gold. I don't know. It's something like that.
Gold dog?
No, it's not gold dog.
How well did you meet these chickens, dude?
I don't know. Kendra picked one up.
Mm. Which one? Gold dog?
I think it was Goldie.
Goldie's okay. Nice. I think I was just expecting Gully because you said Fern.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Fern and Gully. Yeah.
No, but now it's Fern and Goldie and who? Come on. Come up with something, Josh. What did it look like? Give it a name.
It looked just like Goldie. So maybe that one was Gold Dog.
Wait, there's two?
Yeah. So maybe it was Fern and Goldie and Gold Dog.
So they missed the Gully opportunity twice.
Yeah. I mean, they do look very similar. Kylie even said that she wasn't, like, she's having more and more trouble telling them apart now that their, like, little baby chick feathers are gone. Because I guess there was more differentiation there.
Sure. I used to live with chickens.
She's got so many accoutrements for these chickens. She has a little feeding table that looks like a picnic table. Like, it has the two benches on either side that they can perch on, and then
what?
They just eat straight off the table.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, she just pours seed in there.
Oh, my God. Does it have a tablecloth?
No. It's just wood.
Well, what do you mean it's just wood? It should be red and white checkered. These are chickens.
Well, okay. And then she's got this coop that has this, like, automatic door that opens and closes the coop so they don't have to wake up at the crack of dawn to let them out.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
I had to do
that's
that.
That's smart.
Ours wasn't automatic. Ours was a pipe cleaner on a string that I had to unhook from the cage.
Sounds like she's doing it better.
It seems like it, yeah.
So what's the deal with these chickens? Why'd you bring them up?
Man, we live in a fucking quarantine. I saw some chickens today, and that's the most exciting thing I've done all week.
You know, honestly, I thought you were going to answer like that, but I don't believe it. Mike, do you believe him? Don't you feel like something is happening with these chickens?
Yeah, I mean, what are they? So ostensibly they're for egg production, no?
Yeah, they're still too young to be making eggs right now, but yes, that is the end goal.
And does that bother you? Why did you get into a fight with just one of the chickens? These are my questions. If you had liked these chickens, you would have remembered their names. You clearly remembered Kylie and Steve? I don't know what his name was. Sorry.
Josh clearly identified one of these chickens as the meat chicken.
Oh, the one he's going to eat? That's why he named him? Damn, Josh is nefarious.
It's the one he didn't remember the name.
Oh, sorry. I thought he was going to eat Fern.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. So Fern does look very different. Fern is like a dark gray with white speckles, kind of.
Gray? Mm-hmm.
Well, like, I don't know, like a dark brown, black, gray thing. And then
I think you're having trouble just differentiating in general. We need to get you checked out. You need a CAT scan.
No, and then the other two are they're like this like reddish auburn, not yellow, but like they're much lighter colored.
Like an Irish setter.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up?
I can't.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, you need to go to the doctor right now. He needs to go, Mike. Let's get him to the doctor right now.
Obviously, it was three.
It was three. It was. Nice job, Mike. You're safe. I'll have to go back and listen to the words you said because I was too focused on thinking of my next word.
Dude, that was literally what I did in grad school. That was my grad school. That's what we did in class.
Word association?
Mm-hmm. We did word games. We call them word volleys.
How did you manage to go to grad school as a 10-year-old?
I know. It was so embarrassing. Yeah, it was bad. We spent like the first hour and a half of every four-hour class doing word games.
That sentence has so much to dig into.
I know. Sometimes we did listening exercises where, okay, we're in a high-rise in downtown Chicago, but we're like high up, like the 20th floor. We're in the middle of it. We're like, very secluded.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to do listening exercises. So everyone is completely silent. And you're just supposed to close your eyes and listen for a near sound and a far sound. So you're like, okay, there's no sound. There's literally no sound. There's maybe the HVAC. And
then, is that like, near or far?
A distant honk. I know. You're like, okay, I'm not sure if that's close or far away. Sometimes you just hear your own heart beating in your ears.
Wait, what class was this?
Every class. This was the beginning of every class.
What, do you have a master's in again?
Oh, God, I don't even want to say.
Say it.
Fiction writing.
All those rumors were true.
It was supposed to give us like something, like a way to start writing, like something to write about, you know, like a prompt basically.
Yeah, a jumping off point. I get it.
God, it was so stupid.
So you didn't write much about HVACs and your heart? Because that's no. A novel, man. That's a novel waiting to happen.
Yeah, but it's every time, every week for like 2 years. The same noise.
That's a sign from God. Write the HVAC book. Start with H and the fucking series will end with C. Okay,
that's true. Actually, I did used to work with an HVAC guy named Blacktop Mike, so that's
what?
A good starting
place. You
have
a character name and his name is Blacktop Mike and you don't want to write this story? Mike, you know what? I'm somehow agreeing with the education they give you.
Maybe it works. Yeah, Blacktop Mike and the big
building.
I don't know. I guess I need to listen more.
You gotta listen a lot more. You're in a different place in your life. What the hell?
What is that?
Sorry, that was Amanda.
Oh, how perfect that happened when we said...
Should that be an outro?
Dude, no, we said you had to listen more. What? That has to mean something.
Oh.
What is the name of that ringtone?
I don't know. It's when you solve the New York Times crossword. It's that noise.
Oh my God.
We just witnessed like genius?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, inspiration.
Oh, she says it was only a mini.
Oh.
That's fine. Sorry. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Your next clue about what you have to write about is in next week's earliest edition of the New York Times crossword.
Like Monday? Like tomorrow?
One across. One across tomorrow.
One across in tomorrow's...
One across. Yes, he's right.
Okay, that'll be the topic for my next piece.
Or at the very least, it'll give you something to go with Blacktop Mike, because that is just too good to waste, and you've been wasting it!
Okay, perfect. Blacktop Mike and the one across tomorrow's New York Times crossword.
That's not a bad story name, either.
Well, I mean, we should fill it in, or shorten to Blacktop Mike and the one across.
Josh, that's so good. We should fill it in. Okay, Mike, what did you want to talk about this week?
Well, you guys know me. Do you not?
Reasonably well.
You guys know me.
I've been told I know you.
Yes. You know, one thing about me is that I love a cheese cracker.
Yeah, a Ritz.
I did not know that.
A Ritz, a Cheez-It, a Goldfish particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. You know what you would enjoy? There's these two chickens down by Josh.
Three.
Yeah, but one of them isn't gold, Josh. Keep up.
Oh, okay.
There are these particularly good ones at Trader Joe's, Cheddar Rockets.
Cheddar Rockets?
Cheddar Rockets. Highly recommend, first of all, everybody go get them if you have a Trader Joe's by you. They're amazing.
Let me ask you this. Are the rockets vertically aligned or horizontally aligned?
I mean, they're...
It's a joke, Mike. What if all the rockets were crashing in the box that you were eating?
What, are they shaped like rockets or are they just shaped like crackers?
Are they shaped like rockets?
They're shaped like rockets, Josh.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, I love them so much that last night I sleepwalked.
No way.
To grab a handful and just take it back to bed.
Wait, did you wake up with rocket crumbs all over you?
I didn't wake up with rocket crumbs all over me. Clearly, I ate them all, but I like stumbled out of bed. My eyes were closed the whole time. I walked right past Amanda, didn't acknowledge her, just went straight to the fridge, like took the box of crackers off.
The fridge? The
crackers in the fridge?
Oh, off, off. No, he said off, 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 off.
Oh, okay.
Both of us judged him way too quick.
Nobody here keeps crackers in the fridge.
And if it was going to be anyone, it was going to be you, Mike.
Well, I know how to operate a fridge. I spilled a bunch on the floor.
No, you didn't. Wow. So there's evidence that you did this.
But I picked them up. I put the... I guess I ate those. Sorry.
Who are you saying sorry to?
Everyone. I put the box back on the table, like didn't put it on the fridge, and just didn't acknowledge Amanda and went back to bed.
So she was still awake. You went to bed before her?
She watched me. That's how I know I did it. She I went to bed first.
Wow.
I know. Haunting, right? I'm so scared of myself now.
Yeah, pretty weird.
Like, I didn't think I liked them that much.
Okay, so you think this is purely rocket cracker motivated.
Do you remember what your dream was?
Well, I did have a dream. Remember I told you guys that I sometimes dream about meetings and I just have a meeting in my dream? I was having a meeting dream, actually.
Okay.
Oh. So maybe that's significant.
Were you wearing a tiny little spaceman suit at this meeting?
I wasn't. Well, I didn't see my own clothes, I guess. I don't think I saw my own clothes. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, so, Josh, I think what we're dealing with here is one of two things. One, he's either chemically addicted to these things, right? Which would explain the fiending, because what you've described is fiending. Mike, how was your breath when you woke up? Jesus Christ.
Not great.
I don't even want to think about it. Or, like, an equally... possible option. Maybe he's just been a sleepwalker his whole life, and this is evidence, or like, what do you call it when it's number one? Figure number one. What do you enter into evidence?
Exhibit.
Exhibit. Maybe this is exhibit A. Wow, I had that whole thing wrong. Figure one is like the written version of exhibit A. Yeah.
Okay, so if I have a lifelong history of sleepwalking, I'm terrified at what I've done.
Have you ever lost anything?
Yeah. Like, I have like false memories of doing stuff all the time that I'm not sure if they're real or not.
There's like a 70% chance that whatever you have lost over the course of your life has been because you slept through it off of your balcony.
Oh my God. I've specifically been scared about the balcony, like, and me doing like sleep stuff out there.
Yeah.
I've had that thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's it's right there. Not just thought, but your balcony.
I know.
Josh, I honestly thought you were going to say that he slept ate most of the things that he lost. That's where I was going with this. Mike is, he's awake, he's eating all the time. He loves to snack.
That's true. I mean, maybe, hopefully this is all food related.
Mike, is it fair to say snacking is your default state?
Yeah, I would say I'm always in a resting state of snack. At minimum, yeah.
You're a snacker, right? And so how about this? Consider this. Maybe not only do you have a resting state of snack, but you have a state of snack when you're resting.
Right.
That's the thing. This is the fundamental truth of Mike Bogart is you must snack. Awake, asleep, you must snack.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we could optimize my path then, or like make sure I don't get in trouble and stuff.
Let's lean into this. What if we just bring the food closer to you?
Maybe this is what I can eat, all the healthy stuff that tastes bad.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, if you ever have like, you know, if you ever have an illness and they're like, yeah, you got to take this vitamin. It's a chewable, but it tastes awful. If you can sleep, eat that chewable vitamin.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
It's like how you give dogs vitamins. You like stick it to peanut butter on a milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though most of them will usually just like lick the peanut butter off and then leave the garbage behind.
Yeah. But again, at both those times, the dogs are awake. The key difference here is that Mike is going to be fast asleep. And I don't think he's going to eat anything in his sleep that he doesn't eat when he's awake, as evidenced by the first place he went was his favorite food, not his least favorite food.
Okay. So
we could hide stuff in the cracker box.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. That's what we got to do.
Okay.
Yeah. And your mind has already associated. Luckily, you have a lifetime association of prizes in boxes, do you not?
Mm-hmm, I do.
So coming across something that you eat, and maybe it tastes bad, but hey, look, Josh just made sure you had your vitamin F for the day. Maybe that's how we do it. We sneak in healthy prizes in your cracker box.
Okay, so I'm just rooting around in there with handfuls of cheddar rockets, and every so often I pull out some pills and just munch on those too.
Yeah.
What if the pills were shaped like rockets? Would that help you?
Rocket pills. What do they do?
What do you mean, what do they do? Also, this is not that crazy of a concept. Let's not forget the entire family of the Flintstones.
Yeah, they are chewable, definitely. They need to be rocket-shaped, or else it might interrupt my... I might wake up. I'm like, wait, these don't feel like rockets.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can't... And you can't wake up someone who's sleepwalking.
No, or else I'll die.
What would you do if you woke up and you realized you were chewing vitamins? And cheddar rockets.
Probably immediately choke and die. This is risky game, but I think it's worth it.
Dude, then you're in it for the long snack.
Did Amanda try and wake you up?
No, she did not try to wake me up. Hmm. She just looked at me the whole time, I think.
She's seen Step Brothers.
I don't think I would do that. I don't think I have that in me, honestly. The sleepwalk freak out.
Oh. What do you mean? How can you possibly know that?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think I had the cheddar rockets in me either, but they're in there.
No, you knew you had those in you. You've been eating them all week. My only, like, secondary fear besides, I mean, I guess everyone's primary fear at this point, we've been thinking about it for a handful of minutes, is Mike hurling his own body off of his balcony onto the Chicago ground. So let's just say that.
I do keep it locked.
He keeps it locked, so that's good. Everyone, don't worry. But my real fear is that you're going to end up like, I think that redheaded kid's name in Magic School Bus was Arnold, right? And remember he ate all those like, fish things and then he turned fish color or something. It was a very similar situation to what you're describing. And then Liz Lemon, Sabor de Soledad Adventures, where she got poisoned. So maybe you got to stay away from all this. Maybe the crackers are making you sleepwalk.
Oh God. No more crackers?
What if you sleep with socks on your hands, like when you had chicken pox as a kid?
Okay.
I never had pox socks.
I don't think I ever slept with socks on my hands. Pox socks.
That's something that I think that's a normal thing. I don't know. It like keeps kids from itching their chicken pox. Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, I'd just be very destructive, but at least I wouldn't be eating.
Right.
I'd just knock everything over and spill on the floor.
Right. I mean, you did that anyway, though, so...
That's
not
true.
Not a real change from that.
This time I cleaned it up, though.
Did Amanda watch you eat off the ground?
Unfortunately, I believe she watched me eat food off the ground.
Did you, like, bend down and pick it up and then eat it standing up again? Or did you, like, hunch over and, like, eat it like Gollum?
She said that was the only time I made, any noise or had an expression was when I spilled them. I was like, oh, no. And then I guess I ate them. So, priorities.
Do either of you guys have a green thumb?
No. Mm-mm. Brown.
I wish I did.
Like the rest of me.
So, I have not had a great track record with plants. I had a bonsai like circa 2009.
Me too.
Oh.
Both of you had bonsais at the same time?
I've many forays into bonsaiing. Never goes well.
Yeah, so that one died circa 2009. then there was this class that a nearby like bonsai house was offering, and Kyle and I went to it together. And I'm pretty sure it was meant for couples because we were the only group that was not a couple. Right. I mean, yeah, so basically we...
And so that put you off of plants forever.
Well, no, and I had a little bonsai from that, and then that thing lasted at least 4 or 5 days, but not...
You know, there are other kinds
days?
Of plants.
Yeah. Well, and then my sister, when she stayed with me in Seattle in... I think it was last year. She left me a bonsai as a thank you.
What the hell? Do people not realize how bad you are with these?
Well, I don't think she did.
It's
and
a
then,
death sentence.
Yeah, that thing. I think that one lasted at least a week.
What's the deal?
That's so it's, fast.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
The whole idea is minimal. Like.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's overwatering or underwater. I mean, bonsais are a little.
Buy the bottle that like spritzes?
No.
Did you know about the spritz?
No. Anyway, okay. It doesn't matter.
Do you have the scissors?
Well, I did. Bonsais are behind me now. But okay. I have obtained a new plant.
Oh, that poor thing.
Yeah, where's this going?
It is a succulent.
I mean, this should be so easy.
Yeah, succulents are supposed to be so easy. Kendra has a ton of plants. She's great at taking care of them. And she told me, here's the secret. Don't water it. Just leave it in the sun, and it'll take care of itself.
Yep, and that also means I'm going to water it the few times it needs it.
Yeah, probably. Like, it needs water, like, once a week, she said, and to just kind of, like, put it under the faucet at an angle so it's not, like, going on the leaves. It's going straight into the soil, and to just do, like, a little boop and, like, turn the faucet on and off real quick. I haven't done that yet. I only got it on, I think, Thursday, maybe Wednesday or something like that. But it's thriving so far. It's doing well.
Well, that's good. What's it look like?
If you look top down, it looks kind of like...
Top down?
Yeah, if you look...
Hey, Mike, describe a Christmas tree to me.
So if you're directly above it...
It's a circle. Oh, okay, I'll take that circle Christmas tree. What the fuck is this? I didn't know about cones.
So if you look at it from the top, the leaves kind of go out in a way that looks kind of like a compass, where it's like, you know, you've got like the four cardinal directions, and then it has like, you know, the like other needles that point in the, you know, the like the combo directions.
This sort of Fibonacci thing.
Someone take this man's plant. Take it away from him right now.
No,
he's describing it as a compass.
It looks kind of like Bulbasaur's back.
Yeah.
Okay, at least he was the plant one. You got that part right.
Yeah, it wasn't like Charmander's back. So that's what it looks like. It's this tiny little thing. It's like maybe 3 inches across, 4 inches across at most.
Okay, that's nice.
And it's kind of thriving. And I just like, I don't know, I'm kind of excited about taking on this thing that I was never good at and like giving it the old college try again, because there's not much to do in the quarantine. So my instead of to you is, instead of picking up minimalist gardening of sorts, what new thing have you picked up that you previously either thought you wouldn't be good at or haven't been good at that you are giving another shot?
Oh, that's a fun question.
I'm so glad you asked.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations, Josh, on this new venture. I'm excited for you.
You weren't saying take the plant away.
Well, yes. I still maintain that because you said you were going to give it the old college try, and I'm pretty sure that first plant died when you were in college, so don't give it the old college try. Give it a brand fucking new college try. Go to a better school this time around and take care of that plant.
I will say one thing. Thank you for assuming that I was in college in 2009 instead of pretending that that was like my 60th birthday or something.
Well, yeah, but didn't you tell me you were like in a Van Wilder situation?
No.
Yeah, you were there for like 36 years, you said, and then they finally got the dean to kick you off campus, but you had like some party and you raised enough money to graduate. Remember?
Oh, yes, and it was great.
Yeah, right. So that's why I figured you would be in college in 2009.
Oh. Okay.
Mike, do you want to answer Josh's instead of?
Yeah, I do. I have been playing a lot of Zbi lately.
Zbi?
Zbi. That's what we're calling it. The frisbee.
Oh, ew. Me? I thought you were doing a buzz backwards, and I was going to throw a pie at you the next time I saw you.
I still want to throw a pie at you for calling frisbee zbi.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go get that pie, Josh.
Everybody okay. calls it, like, they've been disking or, you know, tossing disc or I don't know what people call it, but I'm going with zbi.
Why do you refuse to say frizz?
Frizz? You call it frizzin?
No, what? You just refuse to say that part of the word.
Yeah. I only like the back half. I love the zbi.
God damn it.
It reflects my frisbee philosophy, which is catch the back half. No, wait for it to pass you and then catch the back half so it doesn't hurt your thumbs.
Oh.
Wait. Catch the back half.
Catch it like as it's already passed you. Yeah. And then you don't, like, then it doesn't jam your thumb.
With the clam hands.
With your clam hands.
No, I have clam hands. You can't use clam hands to catch. You need clamp hands.
Clam hands would be great for Zbi, wouldn't they?
They're too slippery. You're forgetting the clam part.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty slippery. But that moisture actually, if it's the right level of clam, it might help.
All right. I don't want to catch a Frisbee like that.
I'm going to advocate clam hands.
So you're good at this now. You used to play Frisbee back in our old college days.
Yeah. I would say me and Amanda have gotten very skilled, though. Like, we're doing, like, little floaters to each other. We're throwing forehand, backhand, scoobers.
What the hell's a scoober?
It's overhead, like, over your head and upside down.
Underwater rental car.
yeah. We've really developed our skills. We're, like, running routes. We're doing cool catches. It's really fun.
You're running routes?
Well, we're like, throw it over there and I'll run and go catch it kind of thing. Like, don't throw it right to me.
Classic. Mm. That's like phase two catch.
Right. Oh, we're at least in phase two.
Basically, you're a dog. Like, she's throwing the Frisbee to her dog.
No, he's throwing it back.
It's kind of two dogs playing catch.
Okay.
It's just two people. God. Why would the dogs be the ones that are overrepresented? Okay. Fascinating. How far can you throw a Frisbee, Mike?
We can zbi it pretty far.
No, not we. This isn't one of those.
It's not even a verb.
This isn't a couple's thing. You don't have to we this bullshit. I'm literally asking your individual ability.
I would say I've never tried it as far as I can, but I don't know.
What?
Like maybe 80 yards?
You think you can throw a Frisbee 80 yards?
I think it, like, with the float, yeah. I think so.
Okay, we're going to a football field.
Okay. That would be fun.
We're doing a Frisbee toss test.
I think I could do it.
If you could get it that far, I think that, like, even with social distancing, like, the germs would die in the air in the time that it takes to get 80 yards. So you could even do it with Tappan and it would be fine.
Oh, true.
Oh, I never even thought about the germs dying in the air.
Or you could sanitize in the time that it takes.
You know what? Yeah. I could pre-clam my hands with some sanitizer.
Exactly.
Catch it clean.
Yeah.
Right. Catch it clean.
Yeah. All right. So what have I been learning? You know, I have something that I'm actually going to talk about in my instead of. So I'm going to say something plant-related that I also experienced this week, Josh, if that's okay.
Sure.
It is something new that I learned. So my friend Susan, have we ever talked about Susan from storytelling class at Second City?
Privately, sure. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan. Shout out to Susan. Susan rules.
Hey, Susan.
So Susan is retired and chilling with, like, all the cash money she saved up over the course of her life. And nice. Nowadays, she's gotten real fucking bored. So she took, she knew somebody who was working at this famous, let me see if I can get the name right. Mike, do you know the name of that, plant store in Andersonville that's really famous?
I know the one you're talking about. I've walked by it. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a big yellow house, and they've got, like, like every type of plant. It's absolutely enormous. Let me look it up. Andersonville, space, plant, space, shop, enter.
Hey, Mike, do you think Tappan's friend Susan would appreciate being called Zun?
I think she would if she's cool. And if you know Susan, you know she's cool. So
she's really cool. No, she would not appreciate that. She would hate it very much, Mike. Anyway, I found it. It's the... I'm going to say this wrong. Gethsemane Garden Center? I don't know, but it's awesome. So I learned a lot about plants also. I learned about how to take care of different type. Like, I've had plants in my life. Josh, do you remember the plant in Seattle? Come on. The one big plant I had in my little living area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
So that thing, over the course of my ownership of that plant, grew like 7 new big fronds. It was like one of those, I think, in the palm family. And every time one of those things grew, it was like the most rewarding, happy thing ever. So I'm really glad you're experiencing this. But I've had those. I've had succulents. We've had an orchid in this house since April, I think. And those are supposed to die in a month, and it's about to bloom another flower.
Oh,
damn. Nice.
Yeah, I know.
Do you have a green thumb?
I guess a little bit, but that's it might be genetic. My dad has been gardening my entire life. Same with my mom, but like he goes out there and just like he's like, today I'm gonna fucking eat some tomatoes that I grew.
Oh,
and
cool.
He curses the whole time. but yeah, let me see if a lesson that I learned. 1 second. Here, I learned that. Okay, I'll just send it to you. I didn't know a cactus could do this. So, speaking of succulents, here's what I learned. I'm sending you a picture of a cactus. Well, I'm sending you a picture of a huge, like, greenhouse filled with the types of plants that need to be in a greenhouse. Josh, certain plants need to be in a greenhouse. On the left, do you see that big cactus?
Yeah.
Isn't that thing crazy?
It's like a big spiral.
Yeah, it's like 5 feet tall and like the diameter of like a PVC pipe.
If I wasn't 100% sure that you're supposed to stay away from those things based on every video game I've played, that looks like a desert pasta noodle. I'd probably take a bite of it.
Yeah, like a fusilli.
Yeah.
Looks delicious.
Anyway, I didn't know a cactus could do that. That's what I learned.
Can you buy these?
Mike, it's at a store. Sorry, I shouldn't yell.
Okay, so
I just described the store for so long, you know.
I know, but it just looks like a
showpiece.
Yeah, it looks like a greenhouse. What's the word?
God damn it! You need to go here and you need to learn.
I need to learn from here. Clearly, Gethsemane, I'm getting in touch.
That's not the best slogan for them. I was trying to think if we were going to come up with a Gethsemane slogan.
Gethsemane.
Also,
get in
Mike,
touch.
The cart that you bring into the flower section, you can't bring that cart into the vegetable section, okay? So you got to use a separate cart.
Cross-contamination.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're that good about taking care of their plants.
With pollen. Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
also
serious.
The vegetable garden is outside, and right now it's so nice in Chicago, you might want to enjoy a stroll.
I would love to.
Gethsemane.
This sounds lovely. Yeah. I'd love to.
I really didn't expect to talk about this. That's great. Get some in. I'd love to. Wow, we made an activity out of it. Okay, so I've been learning a little bit about long-term car ownership and wear and tear on a 2010 Toyota Corolla. So that's all new to me, Josh. So that's how we're going to start this segment.
Sure.
Sounds thrilling.
It is pretty thrilling, Mike. Shut up. The front left wheel bearing in my beloved Corolla needed replacing. And I didn't know that, and I was told that by the wonderful people at Reliable Auto.
Okay. Did you try and change this yourself?
No way, dude. First of all, the YouTube tutorial for this itself is like 19 minutes, and if a tutorial on YouTube is that long, it's probably going to take you like a year and a half to do it.
Yeah.
Right. So I did not do that. Also, you know, silly old me, I thought it was the suspension. Ha ha ha. And that's just because it was one of the words I knew. But anyway, I go in there and I'm like, I think something's wrong with the suspension. They're like, why do you say that? And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. What's wrong with the car? And so then that's when they told me that the front left wheel bearing needed replacing. Anyway, I got it done. And I'm going to send you guys a couple of photos of Reliable Auto.
Okay.
My new favorite auto shop.
I thought you were going to send us photos of the interior of your car, like mid-car surgery.
Oh, no. I didn't want to see Carby go through that. That's tough. You wouldn't see your family member have surgery.
No, I guess you wouldn't watch it, would you?
I wouldn't.
I don't think I would.
So first of all, I sent the first picture. Tell me how much you love this all beige and wood decor.
It's very retro.
It is.
Isn't it? It's so classic. The storage charge is a piece of paper that's taped on there so that they can untape it from a sign that just says storage charge and change the storage charge.
Yeah, I was about to say that for the labor that is $110 per hour.
Mm-hmm. It's efficient.
Yeah. How long do you think they've been doing that? Was that, like, has this store been around for long enough that it was like, labor is $20 per hour, and they just, like, keep increasing it every few years?
I feel like every paper is a different piece of color, so you can kind of tell, like, see how the $5 one is really bright white?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, one second. Freddie closed the door on himself and now won't stop whining. One second.
They have the gumball machine on the right.
Oh, they still have gumballs, and they're only 25 cents if you zoom in, so that's... And then with this recycling sign down here, that's definitely from, like, the recycling fad of the 90s.
Yep. What else can we see in here?
Okay, I'm back.
They are... We're just examining this photo here.
They're Better Business Bureau certified, so that's good.
Yep. They have a lot of Better Business Bureau things all over. It's on that, like, middle post, too.
They've been around a while. This is my neighborhood auto shop, so I thought I would check it out. But the reason I tell you this story, well, besides the instead of and, you know, the whole thing that we do here... is because I heard two incredible quotes while I was waiting in the lobby of this place, and I just had to share them with someone. So this is just classic, fucking classic auto shop quote, because it's a character, you know? So the person who owns this place, I think his name is Andy. At least when I asked him what his name was, he said Andy. And Andy is the man. I will later describe Andy to you. But just to give you a sense of how he runs his... Again, very highly rated shop with a whole bunch of changing prices. He was on the phone, like, at his desk, leaning back in his chair with, like, a clearly exasperated customer. And he just let... You could hear the other guy was ranting. And then after he finished ranting, he just goes, "Look, we need to put in a new turbo start. That's the reason why everything exploded, okay?"
Oh, my God.
I was like, what?
A new turbo start?
Like, something exploded? Like, wow. You witnessed an explosion? And then the guy, like, clearly was, like, still going on about, like, all the changes you're going to make to the car and how much is it going to cost me, whatever. And then the only thing I hear Andy go, he goes, Tony, I can't predict the future. I'm not a future teller. He just hangs up on it.
That's great.
Tony was 1,000% a lifetime customer of this guy because they had, like, they were talking about all the previous years that the car had come into the shop also. So it was, like... an established relationship, and I can't wait to revisit this business.
Wow. And the car exploded at one point in their relationship.
This car, yes. Okay, here's picture number two I'm sending, and then I will pose my I.O.
Okay.
First of all, enjoy even more beige and wood and paper decor. I think you will love it.
Oh, that back of the door is great.
Josh, can you please explain the left third of this photo now that you're such a green thumb?
Okay.
In the middle, and again, keep in mind the place you guys have described, okay? This is honestly, it's like out of Tommy Boy, basically, this office.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a very old office that has been around for decades. It has one of those, like, drop ceilings. And there's a desk to the left of this frame that...
Hell yeah, there's a desk.
Yeah, it actually looks like two desks back to back.
Yeah, it is. This is so visually confusing.
Yeah, but one of the desks, the desk that is like facing you as you take the photo, Tappan,
yeah,
is like the coffee stand. There are, like, you know, cups and sugar and cream and all that kind of stuff. And then...
It's almost as if all that wood is just meant to enhance the burliness of the first desk, you know?
It gets so much weirder the more you look at it.
Yep. And then... Right to the side of the desk, there is a large tree that is on a slant.
A tree? It's a plant, dude. It's a plant.
No, that is a fucking tree. That is like a 7-foot tall tree. and it is just hanging over that back desk where there is a guy that almost seems to be struggling to work by looking through the leaves of this tree.
He's behind a bush at this point.
No.
You have to bend over. To make your coffee.
It only appears that way. He has a clear line of sight to his computer monitor. And by the way, I will not tolerate any disrespect toward this man because this man right here is Andy.
I'm not disrespecting him. Like, if anything, I respect him more for, like, still working as hard as he does when he has to go through these trials and tribulations of, like, cutting through the jungle with a machete to get to his computer.
No, it's his preferred habitat. And isn't he so Chicago?
He is. He looks... like a Da Bears guy. He's just Da Bears
exactly.
Guy.
He just seems like a huge Bears fan. You can see his glasses are like on the tip of his nose as he's looking down.
Yep.
He's clearly on the phone with that asshole about the explosion. I don't know, man. I love this place so much. I honestly could just spend time sitting there.
There are also a lot more awards that I can see. This guy is a huge fan of his Better Business Bureau complaint-free awards.
Yes, he is.
What is going on with this one award that's completely leaning off? It's like doing a moonwalk off the wall. How is that even happening?
Is there any way to zoom in onto that frame?
What the fuck?
No, so he was complaint-free in 2003, 2004, 2013, 2014, also 2008.
Just take my word for it. He's been complaint free for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I'll post these pictures on. Oh, the instead of Instagram, you could change the name now. So we changed it to instead of podcast, at instead of podcast, at instead of podcast. Anyway, these things are going to be on at instead of podcast. Okay, here's my instead of. Ready, guys?
Oh, I just saw something creepy in the photo.
What?
What?
Okay. So you have that big open doorway, right? The door that has I assume a ton of fan letters or thank you letters or whatever on the back of the door, right?
It's from kids.
Yeah. Okay, they're not all from kids. There's a 3-page letter that is hung up in one place.
A kid could type that. It's got a picture of Dobby on it.
But if you look through, that's a dog. If you look through the doorway, the right side of inside the doorway, there's a very creepy man there that is just holding the door frame with hands that look like knurled wood.
They do.
Wow. I framed that so well by accident.
He's listening. You can see him listening in with his ear. See that?
Very cool.
I don't like this. This person doesn't work there. This is a ghost.
I love this photo. We got a ghost, a giant tree. Andy's here. A bunch of Better Business Bureau complaint-free awards. This is the most 90s shit I've ever taken. Really. Mm-hmm. I look at it more and more and I'm proud of it. Anyway, can I finally fucking tell you the instead of?
Yes.
Here it is. Instead of Andy, tell me about a small business owner who you know rules.
I thought he ruled when I worked for him, but I don't know that I would say that now anymore.
Oh, damn.
So I used to work for this guy. I'll tell you his first name. His first name was Rich.
Rich.
Mm-hmm. And Andy reminds me a lot of him visually. He could have very well been from Chicago. I don't remember where he was from.
Andy looks like... Who was the mob boss in Goodfellas? That's exactly what Andy looks like.
Oh. Yeah. He kind of looks like that, I guess. But anyway, Rich didn't care about his business at all. So I worked for him. It was an independently owned cell phone reseller, whatever. And It was pretty much just me and him. It was just him. And he's like, yeah, I need somebody to work weekends. So when I was in high school, I worked weekends at this guy's place. And I don't know, I would just, he would encourage me to bring friends over. And if I had a girl, a 17-year-old girl that was a friend of mine, come swing by the shop, he would be super creepy about her. And
Jesus.
Yeah. So there's that. And then also, he would just look at porn on the backroom computer.
Jeez.
Okay, yeah. Rich,
rule.
What are you talking about? What made you think he was cool in the first place?
Well, because at the time, it was you can, I was dating somebody at the time. And he's like, yeah, if you want to just lock up for 10 minutes and do what you want to do, then go for it. And I'm
Jesus.
17. So.
Oh, dude, Jesus. Yeah, the kind of person who says that is not cool.
Not cool at all.
Well, I realized that pretty quickly after I stopped working for him. But yeah, so,
oh Lord, yeah. Dude, you're on Rich's videotape. I'm so sorry.
For real.
Yeah. He also had a ton of beer in the back fridge, and he was just like, "Yeah, you drink some if you want. Just don't get me in trouble."
God,
all the classic signs.
Did you grow up in a Richard Linklater movie?
Yeah, very problematic today, but
God, I like how no one has passed that bar for you in your years of existence, meeting small business owners.
No, that was the first person that came to mind because it's just so striking. I worked for this guy for two summers.
Right.
Yeah. I got to know some cooler small business owners than that. I must. The thing is, I haven't been going to any businesses lately.
Yeah, but
I've been a regular at some businesses, I feel like.
Right. Patronize. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm a patron, a regular patron of several businesses, I think.
You know who was a great small business owner around you, but I still want you to give your own answer, is in your old building, The woman who owned the dry cleaners but also got your Amazon packages.
Yes.
She was great.
They were great. Very efficient and like just so nice.
Actually, wait, no, I take that back. I dry cleaned something with them once and they were a whole day late on my 1 day trip to Chicago. So
I've heard bad things about their dry cleaning, but their package service was immaculate.
Yeah, yeah. They did that part good.
Yeah. So they were good small business owners. Let's see. There used to be a couple bars I went to where they would give me free drinks. So those guys were cool in my book. Shout out
Classic.
Rafi.
Nice.
Shout out Rafi. Kevin and the other one. I can't remember his name, but they were nice to me.
Jeez, this is just the chickens all over again.
I just haven't had a lot of small business interactions lately. I feel like I've fallen off my duties.
Mike, draw on the many years of your life that you lived prior to this quarantine.
Okay. Have I ever worked for a small business? Only big
Dude,
business.
Are you genuinely trying to figure out your interactions with the world?
What about a restaurant? Restaurants can be small businesses.
Oh, that's true.
This is like a bad Amex commercial.
What is a small business?
Mike doesn't know, and then Mike just shows up on the screen. Have I been eating at small businesses my whole life?
You know, first thing off the top of my head is there's a really good fish place in Florida. I went
okay.
to where the party I was with was being very obnoxious and singing.
Oh, that sucks.
They were like singing for the whole restaurant, and nobody, I don't think anybody wanted it to them to, but they're like singing.
This is the party you were with?
I was there just like trying to die.
Dude, this sounds like the worst thing you could ever experience.
They were like tied one on. They got to singing Disney songs for the whole restaurant. Yeah. And then I just wanted to die, but they didn't kick us out. So I guess they're good business owners.
What the hell? Look, when life opens up again, I want you to pay a little bit more attention to the people who make you alive and well. This is more of that HVAC shit. You were trying to ignore like the fundamentals that make your life so comfortable, looking for like the golden truth and mocking all the other scholars, weren't you, Mike? Mocking those scholars. That's right. Fucking just appreciate the shit around you.
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay, I will.
You don't understand. Over the course of the last few minutes, you've told me you don't remember anything about anyone, okay? I am right to be like this.
Maybe it's just because all my experiences are so good, I can't differentiate them.
Name a person you've met that is cool.
You can't.
Oh, God. A person I've met. That's the thing. Like, I
not the coolest. Not the coolest, Mike. Anybody that is cool.
Like from a small business or just in my
from
life?
Anywhere.
Okay. Oh my God.
Someone I've met who's
Dude,
cool.
Josh, anybody who asks clarifying okay. questions like this is clearly avoiding
You know
answer.
What, Mike? Let's make it easier. Okay. Name something cool. Something or someone. It can be an object.
Okay.
Name an object. Can you do that? Look around you and tell me anything you see.
I have like a box.
Okay. Oh, okay. God, that's weirdly like a relief to me. Ooh,
me too. God.
Oh, my God.
A box.
That was
okay.
so much. Okay.
We're at a box.
Also, I met a guy named Vince. Can your spirit animal be you? Spirit animal be the human Mike Bogart?
What the fuck, Mike?
I love this. I have been saying a version of this.
Right?
The whole time. Yeah.
My spirit
Great.
Animal is me, Mike.
Yes. Yes.
No.
What do you mean no, Josh?
That's not how it works. Your spirit animal is supposed to be like somebody outside of you that gives you strength when you need it. Like,
no, but the strength is in you the whole time.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome if that's me?
Yes, it is you. Mike, I'm telling you, it's you.
2 minutes ago, we just ran into the problem where if every single thing in your life is the same, then nothing stands out as differentiating. So if your spirit animal is with you all the time, then that never gives you strength.
Oh, shit. This could be a symptom of Mike's never-ending narcissism. I didn't even...
Right.
No, I meant it more like self-actualization, not like, you know, just self.
Yeah. I mean, I like it Tavern's way, please.
Don't say that, Mike.
So no?
Yes.
No.
I say yes.
Yes. Yeah. Two yeses beat one no.
So, sorry.
So what is your animal then?
It's you. Josh's animal is Josh. Mike's animal is Mike.
So human.
Mine is the human Michael Bogart.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah. Do you see like a ghastly version of yourself, or is it literally the body you inhabit?
I think it's the body I inhabit, but if you pick a spirit animal, I think you have to pick a specific one.
Okay, I'm picking Mike Bogart.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
I didn't think about this possibility.
Wait, it's not a bad thing, Mike. That just means Josh believes in you endlessly.
But now do I have to like perform when he needs me?
No, that's the thing. You don't have to do anything. You're his spirit animal, okay. Right? He'll think of you to draw inspiration.
I'm just an inspiration. I don't have to actively do anything for it.
Now you're your own muse and a friend's muse.
Hell yeah. Sign up, everybody. I could be your spirit animal.
You should charge for this.
I should charge for this. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, like a subscription, right? $2.99 a month?
Josh is a dude who literally just got something for free and goes, you should charge me for this.
No, not charge me. I've already got you.
Oh, that's true.
I'm grandfathered in or whatever.
Yeah, you're grandfathered in. You're my test case. You're the proof that it works.
Well, I appreciate the encouraging words that...
See?
Yeah.
Well, I guess while you have Mike here, do you have any guidance you need?
Remember, I'm a passive spirit.
Well, but Mike, right now you got to be the active version of your spirit. Okay.
What should I have for lunch today?
Oh boy. Well, there's bread. There's cheese. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is your answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I don't know that I'm the right guy to ask, like, to pick something or make a decision or name an object, for instance.
Right.
I guess what I should have asked was, Josh, what do you think Mike would tell you to have for lunch?
Oh. Chipotle.
All right, buddy. Enjoy some Chipotle. Mike, you want to just say the word so he feels good?
Chipotle.
Oh, that's good.
You don't have to whisper back. That's a one-sided conversation.